Her Space Holiday from the Something Blue EP. That was Happy as a Ghost as we start off this edition of Mountain Air, independent music for independent thinkers, celebrating freedom, equality, and justice for all. This is North Peak Fred. Thanks for joining us. Let's hear some music from Australia now by the Steinbecks.
I can feel a bass drum coming through the floorboards. Must be a practice sound. It must be the boys next door. This must be February. And when the question's asked, hey, you guys into wings? The old thing is fast replaced with a stony silent searching. This can be disappointing.
It's your turn of phrase that gives
band called Uni, from a 7-inch vinyl EP released on Matinee Records. That was a tune called You're So Much. Before that, the Lucky Ladybugs with Even Stevens, and we started that set off with the Steinbecks. Hey, are you guys into wings? Well, this is North Peak Fred. You're listening to Mountain Air, the Indie Renaissance, and All Indie Radio mixtape. There's a great zine out called Alphabet Soup, which includes poetry, graphics, prose, recipes, all kinds of cool stuff, and a CD. They recently published Volume 3. We're going to hear a few tracks off of that as the show continues. But this is Danny House with a song called Teetotaler.
I'm trying hard to be the things I think you want me to, but I don't even know if you want me at all. No, my doll, it's not just you, it's everybody else living in this world. I don't feel quite right in. Wish I could look back and just laugh at my past, but every time I try, I find that I'm still living in been the only friends I've spoken to these passing days. I wish the world outside would just give me a little sign, so I don't have to keep just thinking it's a movie passing by. And by the way, and if you ever throw me on your phone,
So I sent a CD with a remix of my favorite song to a guy who claimed he knew you. He said it may take a bit, you're shooting a film and learning the script. To this day I think he tricked me. I'm not looking for a record deal or autographed memorabilia. I just wanna know, did you get it? So I turned towards the TV screen. You were in a movie about being famous. That night I decided I would send you songs about my life in hopes you'd see a connection. My
absolutely gorgeous song by Sweet William called Briaris from the EP A Smile Took Over. Before that, Her Space Holiday from the EP Something Blue. We heard Fan Club, the Canans from Australia with Population 2, and we started that all off with Danny House from the brand new zine Alphabet Soup, issue number 3, and Teetotaler. You're listening to Mountain Air, independent music for independent thinkers, celebrating peace, justice, and liberty for all. We'll be back with more music right after this.
Today on Science in the Sea, staying alive in cold waters, when we continue. Exploring Science in the Sea. Swimming in cool water may be invigorating for some, but for some tiny marine creatures, it could be deadly. It's tougher for small creatures to move through cold water than it is for larger creatures, making them easier prey. But at least some of the little guys have a way to compensate. Researchers at the University of Texas Marine Science Institute studied a type of marine creature known as a copepod. It senses the motion of approaching predators, giving it time to hop to safety. These organisms are so small that they get sluggish when the water cools off. And cooler water undergoes a change in viscosity. It's harder for small creatures to swim through, as though it suddenly turned to honey. But field studies had shown that the copepods didn't appear to be easier to catch when the water was cold than when it was warm. To find out why, researchers studied the motions of copepods in warm water, cool water, and warm water that was thickened a bit to simulate the cool water. They created 3D images to see how the critters moved. They found that the copepods changed their swimming style when the water got cool. Instead of flapping all their arms at the same time, they moved them in sequence from front to back. That gave them extra momentum. But the copepods didn't use that motion when swimming through the thickened warm water, suggesting that they were reacting to the cold. Changing their swimming style may give them enough extra kick to keep them safe when the weather turns cold. This episode of Science in the Sea was made possible by the Biological Oceanography Program of the National Science Foundation. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
The full moon lights the silver rails winding around dark mountains and over steep gorges of jagged rock and one freezing cold rushing black mountain river. I wish there was enough time to describe all of the funny twists and turns that led up to now, but there isn't enough time because there's a ticking clock and the two passengers we care most about don't know anything about it. To see what happens next, visit read.gov to read The Exquisite Corpse, a riveting adventure pieced together by John Sheska, Shannon Hale, Daniel Handler, and other popular authors. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
All right, this is North Peak Fred. You're listening to Mountain Air. We're listening to an indie renaissance of music. We're going to go back to Alphabet Soup number 3 with some music, very independent music, by the Madison Street Station, and a tune called Ghost.
We're not doing anything wrong, but I'm just waking up. There's a spark of gin in your eyes, for the coffee hits your cup. And you don't really care then for anyone, so you casually run for your life. Make it up, say fuck it just right. Hit me just one more time.
Girl, you know. someone like you. Please don't say goodbye. Please don't turn away. The beat of my heart, and that's all for someone like you. Please don't say goodbye. Please don't turn away.
dans ta gorge accidentellement, je suis entré. T'as surprisé, ton étonnement m'ont touché. Gentiment, j'ai demandé à rester.
That was a group called Ego from France, a tune called Stephanie. Before that, Her Space Holiday from Something Blue, Our First Date, Hydroplane with Grand Central, and we started that off with Madison Street Station and a tune called Ghost. Well, you're listening to Mountaineer, independent music for independent thinkers, and this is the Her Space Holiday mixtape. I'm your host, North Peak Fred. Let's move forward with a group called the Douglases and Psychedelic Space Lullaby. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Mountain Air, an independent renaissance, a renaissance of indie music. This is North Peak Fred. Thank you for listening. We just heard Buddha on the Moon with Losing from a 7-inch vinyl single. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, value your independence. Value liberty, freedom, and justice for all. Thanks for listening.